KWO-39, serving the greater Chicago area, northeast Illinois, and extreme northwest Indiana, 24 hours a day. The cold front that triggered showers and thunderstorms across the area last night has pushed southeast of our area, allowing Canadian high pressure to build into the region. This will allow for skies to gradually clear across the area this afternoon and also provide cooler temperatures and less humid conditions through the next 48 hours. The next chance for showers and thunderstorms, accompanied by warmer and more humid conditions, will return by the start of the work week as this frontal boundary responsible for last night's weather begins to lift northward. And at noon, it was cloudy in the Chicago area. At the lake, the temperature 68 degrees. At midway, it was 67. Official at O'Hare was 68, dew point 63, humidity 84%. Wind at the northeast at 14 miles per hour. Pressure was rising at 30.07 inches. Other Chicago area temperatures, Aurora 72, Waukegan 66, West Chicago 69. At the Weather Service office here in Romeoville, it was 70 degrees. Elstern, Illinois, Rockford, cloudy 70, Moline, cloudy 74, Springfield, partly sunny and 80. And across the region, Milwaukee, cloudy 65, Madison, cloudy 67, Green Bay and Minneapolis, both partly sunny and 73, Des Moines, cloudy 75, St. Louis, cloudy 73, Paducah, partly sunny and 82 degrees, Cincinnati, partly sunny 81, Detroit, reporting light rain 72, Indianapolis, partly sunny 81, South Bend, partly sunny and 75. Once again at noon, the Chicago temperatures were Lakefront 68, Midway 67, and at O'Hare it was 68 degrees. The forecast for the Chicago metropolitan area for this afternoon, clearing early. It'll be cooler and less humid. Highs ranging from the upper 70s well inland to near 70 degrees along Lake Michigan. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. Tonight fair, cooler inland with lows ranging from near 60 degrees well inland to the upper 60s near the lake. Northeast winds 5 to 10 miles per hour. Sunday mostly sunny and pleasant, high near 80, but again cooler near the lake. The extended forecast for Monday through Wednesday. Monday, a chance of thunderstorms, low in the middle 60s with a high of 85 to 90. For Tuesday and Wednesday, it'll be very warm and humid with a chance of thunderstorms. Lows will be near 70 with highs around 90. Again, the forecast for this afternoon, clearing early, cooler and less humid. Highs ranging from the upper 70s well inland to near 70 degrees along Lake Michigan. Northeast winds 10 to 20 miles per hour. The forecast for southern Lake Michigan, first for the open waters beyond 5 nautical miles from shore. This afternoon, northeast winds 15 to 25 knots, decreasing to 10 to 20 knots. Waves 3 to 5 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Waves 2 to 4 feet. Sunday, variable winds 5 to 10 knots. Waves 1 to 2 feet. And now for the nearshore marine forecast for waters within 5 nautical miles of shore on Lake Michigan from Winthrop Harbor, Illinois to New Buffalo, Michigan. A small craft advisory is in effect this afternoon. For this afternoon, northeast winds 10 to 20 knots. Becoming sunny, waves 3 to 5 feet. Tonight, northeast winds 10 to 15 knots. Clear, waves subsiding to 1 to 3 feet. Sunday, east to southeast winds 5 to 10 knots. Mostly sunny, waves 1 to 2 feet. Lake Michigan water temperatures at Chicago 72 degrees and out at Mid-Lake 69. The following 11 a.m. reports are the latest weather conditions available for the south shore of Lake Michigan. Milwaukee, north-northeast wind 12 knots and a 3-foot wave. Kenosha, north-northeast wind 16 knots. The weather buoy 30 miles east of Kenosha. North-northwest wind 18 knots and a 5-foot wave. Manx Field, north wind 15 knots. Calumet Harbor, north-northwest wind 11 knots and a calm wave. And at Gary, northwest wind 10 knots, gusting to 20 knots.